In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and a very warm welcome to Jama Jam Network News. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has highlighted the significant status of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting as a center for intellectual leadership of the society. Meeting with the IRIB president, TV directors, artists and writers, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said the IRIB and especially its dramatic arts sector play a key role in determining the present and future of the country. The leader then said the enemies of the Islamic Revolution falsely claim that they advocate the human rights and are keen on cooperation with other nations. The leader added those who provided the former Iraqi dictator with chemical weaponry to attack Iranian civilians are pursuing similar objectives under the cover of so-called cultural media networks. Head of the Expediency Council, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, says the United States will fail with its policy of bullying the Islamic Republic with sanctions. Rafsanjani said that at a council session, adding, quote, "The world arrogance is trying to intimidate countries of the region, so they go along with bullying policies against Iran, but will not succeed in this act." Rafsanjani then criticized U.S. President Barack Obama's decision to impose new U.S. sanctions against Iran. He said it is an overt bullying action against Iran when the U.S. president officially announces that they are targeting the heart of Iran's nuclear program. Tehran has submitted documentations on abduction of the Iranian citizen Shahram Amiri to the Swiss embassy in Tehran. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast announced that, adding, based on the last week video release from Shahram Amiri, Washington should be held responsible for the life of the Iranian scientist. Mehmanparast added, Iran expects the U.S. to fulfill its legal duty and release an investigation report on the whereabouts of the Iranian citizen as soon as possible. He emphasized that Tehran will utilize all legal capacities to secure the rights of Amiri and other jailed Iranian nationals. The parliament speaker says Iran favors establishment of democracy in Afghanistan and lends support to formation of national government and parliament. Ali Larijani, who was speaking in a Tehran conference on Iran and Afghanistan, also strongly condemned the interference of certain Western states in the internal affairs of Afghanistan. Larijani said certain states are considering Afghanistan as a means to achieve their goals. He added such governments are present in the region on the pretext of fight against terrorism and anti-narcotics campaign, while they know nothing about the cultural backgrounds of the regional countries. Iran's inflation level fell to 9.4% in June from 9.9% in the previous month. Central Bank of Iran Governor Mahmoud Bahmani told IRIB that the government aims to bring inflation down to between 4 and 5%. In that case, Bahmani added, the activity of the banking system can be said to be on a charity loan basis. He further said it is hoped that the charity loan system turned to the prevalent trend in the national banking system during the tenure of the incumbent government. The National Week of Industry and Mines saw a special ceremony attended by President Ahmadinejad in Tehran, where a group of 74 top names in several industrial fields were honored.
Addressing the ceremony, the president said national achievements in the fields of industries and mines are eye-catching, adding the sectors are currently witnessing jumping progress. The chief executive went on to say that the country has reached self-sufficiency in all the fields, among them production of all equipment, thanks to relentless efforts by Iranian experts. He also referred to allocation of $12 billion to the industrial sector and urged the Central Bank of Iran to add $2 more billion to that figure. For the same gathering, Minister of Industries and Mines, Ali Akbar Mehrabian, said investment in industrial sectors in the fourth development plan raised more than five times compared to the third development plan and stood at $70 billion.
Iran's first humanoid robot was unveiled in a ceremony in Tehran. The robot man, dubbed as Serena 2, has been designed and manufactured by a team of 20 Iranian experts from University of Tehran on the back of 20,000 man-hours of relentless research work for a year. The human-shaped robot, which is 145 centimeters tall and weighs 45 kilograms, can replace human being in sensitive tasks in different situations. Serena 2 can walk at a slower pace compared to human, with a combination of hand, head and feet movements. Germany and Spain booked a place in the 2010 World Cup semi-finals as they defeated Argentina and Paraguay. Spain's irresistible striker David Villa grabbed a late winner as his side beat Paraguay 1-0 in their World Cup quarter-final. The top scorer with 5 in the tournament netted in the 83rd minute from a rebound after substitute Pedro hit the post following a brilliant run by Anders Iniesta. Both teams missed penalties in a frantic three-minute spell. Earlier in the big match of the day, Germany steamrolled Argentina 4-0. Muller nodded in a free kick after just 3 minutes. The Germans continued to dominate as Klose tapped in after Muller combined with Lukas Podolski on 68th minutes. Friedrich added the third in the 74th minute and Klose volleyed home the fourth in the 89th minute. In the semi-final fixtures, the Netherlands take on Uruguay on Tuesday and Germany will face Spain on Wednesday. Well, that's it for this edition of Drama Jam Network News. For me and the rest of the team, have a very good day. Bye-bye.